Hello.
Hi, is this Jacob?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Mr. Davidson. It's Paul calling you back from Local Splash. Happy Friday. How's your day going?
It's all right. I've been chasing some dogs around this morning.
Did you have a chance to take a look at the email? Do you have any questions I could answer?
Is the only payment, you said the only payment is the $2.99 a month, right?
That is absolutely correct, 100%. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges. It bills once a month for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. And it is month to month, so you can stop at any time. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation.
Okay, and also I've seen some reviews where it was hard to cancel or something. Is it really hard to cancel?
You know, so that's I find funny because I actually many years ago used to work in client support, so I know that it is very easy to cancel. All you have to do is give us a call. If you email us or leave a message, we will follow up with you. We'll want to speak with you to make sure that you actually do want to cancel, but it's as easy as calling us. You can reach us Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and like I said, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved.
Okay. I think I'm gonna try it out.
I think you'll be very successful with it. It's Triple Crown Renovations with the LLC, right? That's how you want the business branded with the LLC?
Yes, that's the name of the business with the LLC in it.
Okay, perfect. That's how I do have it. And then I think I asked you before, the phone number that we're speaking on, this phone number, the 828-429-3781, that's the number you want your customers to see, right? That's the number you want on your website?
Yes, sir.
Is it also, Jacob, the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
It is? Okay,
yes,
perfect.
Sir.
And it is a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's an Android.
An Android. Yeah. Now, most of the time, you simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will be calling you directly. Now, the website that we'll build will also have a contact form. So it will give people the opportunity to tell you where they're located, what they want to have done. When they do that, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, of course, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, it would be listed on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's more of a personal email, that's fine. It would just be hidden. No one would see it on the website. What is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
For the business itself, give me one second.
Sure.
Jacob Davidson. 727 at outlook.com for the business.
You said 727. So first name, last name, 727. So Jacob Davidson, 727, and that's at outlook.com. I think I might have already asked you, but let me just clarify. The business itself is technically service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one comes to you. There's not like a brick-and-mortar showroom or physical location that you would want the customers to see, right?
No, sir.
And the 1304 South Morgan Street, that's your residence, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Mr. Davidson, Google does not want that address to appear online. They don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. You're only going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then, of course, a 40-minute radius, that's no problem. We can focus on specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. And Google expects, you know, service-based businesses to kind of be run out of the home, run out of the truck. You know, they don't need you to have a physical street address, so that's not going to hurt your ranking at all. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, Jacob, I would do a couple of things. One is to schedule what we call a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will give you a call to kind of talk to you about any mission statement you might have, tagline, slogan, or motto, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So, of course, we'll go into deep detail about all of the different services you want to be found for, and then, of course, where you want to provide those services. So we do schedule that call. You don't have to be in front of a computer, just the basic knowledge questions off of the top of your head regarding your business. And then before I get you off the phone here, because we are a Google partner, I am required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are, in this case, waiving your setup fee and, of course, reducing the cost of the service itself. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. And then, Mr. Davidson, before I do get to that voice verification for that initial investment of $299, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I think it's Visa.
A Visa, okay. And is it Jacob Davidson on that card, first and last, any middle initial or the business name?
Just first and last.
First and last, okay. A Visa card should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Jacob, I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4039.
Yes, sir.
299.
Okay.
4873.
Yes, sir.
7410.
And then the expiration month and year?
827.
08 of 2027, and the last three digits on the back of the card.
471.
471. So I've got 471, 471 on the back. I've got August or 08 of 2027 for the expiration date. Jacob, was the card itself 4039, 2999, 4873, 7410?
Are you put the 4873 as 9873?
Oh, so there's like 4 nines in a row then. 2999 and then 9873. Okay.
Yeah.
And then does that bill at the 1304 South Morgan Street?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And of course that's 28152. Now about a minute after I do the voice verification, our system will send you an automated email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Give me 2 seconds.
Sure, no problem.
All right.
Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Mr. Davidson, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, like I said, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or the next business day if they receive the email after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email after I do the voice verification. I do have it pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jacob, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Triple Crown Renovations, LLC.
Okay, that is exactly how I have that. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jacob Davidson, and I'm the co-founder of it.
Okay, and Jacob, as the co-founder of Triple Crown Renovations, LLC, Mr. Davidson, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa card in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course, of course. And then, Mr. Davidson, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. To put it this way, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, and that's 48 hours or less. To phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jacob, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Right.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is a month-to-month service. We are already aware of Angie's. I don't know if you're still doing that or not. There is no direct conflict with paying for leads and being a top option on the first page of Google, but a lot of my clients find that they can scale back on paying for leads, cap them at a lower amount, or even shut them off altogether once we get their phone ringing. The reason that I even ask, though, it's all the content that we will be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or maybe even more important, right down to the LLC, we will make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Davidson, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Jacob, that's fair enough, right?
Right.
Perfect. We are going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate for your business. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the cost of the service itself, waiving the setup fee, the website included, and of course, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether here, I will be charged today's date, the 11th of October, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. And again, Jacob, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. In this case, we're also going to be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website, Jacob, is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 11th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Jacob, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date at Mr. Davidson, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jacob, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in about a minute, you'll receive that automated email with our client support contact information on there. It will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you'll also get that via direct text message. And then when you get either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour, but it takes about half that time, about 25, 35 minutes. We get to you at the beginning of the hour within a few minutes of it and get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. I could do 11 o'clock, 12, 1 o'clock, or 2 o'clock. And then this afternoon, there is at least one spot available at 4, 5, or 6. So would you want something kind of as soon as possible, a little later on, or maybe towards the very end of the day?
Maybe towards later at the end of the day.
Like 4, 5, or 6?
Yeah, maybe about 5 or 6.
Which one would you prefer? I could do either one.
Let's do 6.
6? Okay. It's going to be scheduled from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. If I do happen to be in between phone calls, and I'll certainly try to be, if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the beginning, to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call, although I will try to keep my phone line open at that time. So at 5 o'clock, our automated system will send you a reminder email an hour prior, and in a minute here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. It's just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash CING. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Oh, one other thing I did want to do here is just add another layer of protection on the account, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Triple Crown Renovations LLC, even if it's you, Jacob, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is even more important, especially like a week from now, when your website is active and online and your online presence has increased for your potential customers. Of course, we want them to call you. But if you get any calls from someone either claiming to be Google, or even if they say they're Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information, then it's it's not a call coming from us, and you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and says you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that wouldn't be us, and just politely let them go. The voice verification was recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you, and it does clearly state that it bills once a month on the 11th for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I guess the state I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
Shelby.
Shelby. Okay, I have to type it in twice. I bet you are all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have
sent? Yeah, I got like three of them.
You did. Yeah, I see that. Now, I updated my I refreshed, and then, you know, the emails kind of go out in bulk. So sometimes they get separated out. They go out every couple of minutes, but in this case, you got all of them. The one that I want you to see, and we can go through all of them here, the one that I want you to see is the one that says local splash initial invoice. It's probably the first one that you got, even if they're just separated by seconds. But if you click on the one that says local splash initial invoice, it's going to open up and say something like, hello, Jacob, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. And if you click on it, it goes to the local splash terms of experience, talking about all the different services we'll be providing for you, everything we went over in the voice verification. Do you see where it says local splash terms of experience and then services, talking about Google Business Profile Optimization is the first one?
There it goes. It was trying to make me download something.
Oh, it should just pop right up.
It did this time. I had to back out of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then, you know, obviously, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 will be choosing Bing over Google, and most of those people search on their smartphone. So we are going to mirror the content on Bing. Of course, we want you to get those phone calls, opportunities, and jobs as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary for that first page placement. We are doing that custom website for you. We're also doing the Facebook ads, etc. Now, you'll see a long line that goes across, and below it, it populates your mobile number and a couple of boxes. Mr. Davidson, we would want you to click both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer. And then once you click on both of those boxes, click inside the longer box that has an arrow pointing towards it. It says click here and type in your name. You can copy and paste or type it in. It is case sensitive, so if you're typing it in, the J and the first D in your last name are capitalized. If you're copying it, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after your name. Now, if you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for that orangish-colored confirm signature box to pop up to where you can tap on it. But do click on that confirm signature box, and that does actually a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we waived your setup fee, that in this case we included the website. It will also allow us to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Mr. Davidson, just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. In fact, if you did try to log in, it would probably give you a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. We do need to do your client interview first for us to get the information, to create the content, for there to be something for you to track. But you will, by text and email, receive in a few days confirmation when your your tracking system is active. It is coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system, though. Now, your login credentials are contained in the welcome email along with our client support information. Your username is your phone number. Now, you can't change your username. We've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so your username is just the number 828-429-3781. Looks like the default password is NetInternet, all lowercase, no space. You can change that default password at any time, and then... Well, looks like they're all set and squared away. The other email that you got is the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, Google has made the process of getting PIN verified just a little bit more comprehensive. It is all by design, though. It's to make sure that the businesses that are on the first page are actual legitimate businesses, companies that would answer the phone and provide the services listed. So anything you can send our way, it doesn't have to be everything, but anything you do send our way helps us to expedite the process of satisfying Google. So any pictures of tools or equipment, any photo of your work vehicle, if you have a business card, snap a photo of that. I mean, obviously there's no physical workplace, but for that, since it's service-based, Google's usually perfectly fine with where you park your vehicle when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
No.
That's okay. Like I said, you don't have to be, and it doesn't have to be everything on this list. You can access that through your client dashboard that you're tracking in your reporting system. And if you have any questions, our client interview technician can walk you through it. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you. And, of course, getting that website out there, getting your phone ringing and earning your business just 1 month at a time. I do hope that I am in between phone calls, and I certainly will try to be when our technician is ready to call you at 6. I'd certainly be happy to say a quick hello to you. But other than that, we will be calling you back in that 6 o'clock hour. And we're looking forward to getting everything going here for you.
All right, and a quick question.
Sure.
I seen on one of them emails, it said that it could take between 3 to 6 months to see any results. Did it take that long?
I don't know that it says 3 to 6 months. I think it says maybe 30 to 60 days, so 1 to 2 months. That is always just the legalese of worst-case scenario. For the very densely populated areas, it may take that much time. I don't think that's going to be the problem here or a situation we would even encounter, but it is in there. Just kind of to let everybody know that, you know, in certain situations when, you know, you've got a very densely populated area and you've got hundreds or even thousands of businesses doing the exact same thing or similar services, then it might take us the full 60 days. But normally it's going to get you the return on investment even in the very first month. That's why it is month to month. And to be quite honest with you, with the website included and the Facebook ads, I took, you know, 50% off of the service fee, but the $100 of Facebook ads, the original $100, that's still in there. So the $299 doesn't cover our costs. We'd have to actually earn your business for probably 3 or 4 months just for it to make sense for us financially. And there's no way we could keep our doors open for almost 20 years if we were providing our service below what it cost us to create and get going in the first month if we weren't able to keep our clients on board for the long term. I've been with the company myself for a little over 11 years, and I do have clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have. We've got clients that have been with us 12, 14, 16 years because nobody cancels on profit, right? So my job was to make it as affordable for you as I can. We'll take it from here, and, of course, we're looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time.
All right. Sounds good.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Davidson. Jacob, like I said, hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello in that 6 o'clock hour when our technician gives you a call. You take care, though, and we'll be talking to you before the end of the day.
All right. You as well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jacob. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye.